The Alaska Supreme Court plans to hear oral arguments in a lawsuit over the state's newly drawn political boundaries March 13th. State Superior Court Judge Michael McConaughey recently ruled that four proposed House districts violate the state's constitutional requirement for compact boundaries. Two Fairbanks residents are challenging the Alaska Redistricting Board plan. Their attorney says Judge McConaughey failed to recognize the dilution of voting rights in Fairbanks. The redistricting board is challenging the judge's ruling that it redraw two of the districts, saying it would lead to other constitutional issues and diminished minority voting power. Public employees who choose a traditional pension under a bill sponsored by Juneau Senator Dennis Egan may have to share more in the rising cost of health care after changes made by the Senate State Affairs Committee yesterday. Senate Bill 121 would let public employees choose either a defined benefit program, also known as a traditional pension, or a defined contribution program, like a 401k retirement account. During the Murkowski administration, the legislature did away with the defined benefit program for all employees hired since July of 2006. An actuary's analysis of the bill shows the state would initially pay less for both health care and retirement for those employees who choose a defined benefit, but the savings would diminish over 30 years because of rising health insurance costs. The State Affairs Committee adopted an amendment written by Egan's office calling for a review of the costs every 5 years so adjustments can be made to employee and employer contributions. Egan says his goal is to hold the state's retirement costs steady.
Hopefully things will stabilize, but everything, you know, regarding health insurance right now is in such flux.
Unions and other groups support Egan's bill say forcing workers into a defined contribution plan hampers the retention of public employees, and the bill has 10 co-sponsors and bipartisan support. However, the Parnell administration opposes the measure. Senate State Affairs Committee Chairman Bill Welikowski says he hopes to move the bill out of his committee next week. Representative Bill Thomas wants to slow the growing cost of state government, and he has the influence to try to do it. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld filed the report one in a series on Southeast lawmakers' priorities for this legislative session.
Bill Thomas co-chairs the House Finance Committee. There, he oversees drafting the legislature's operating budget. The Haines Republican says it's increasing about 7% a year, more than the state can afford. It can't stay level because of program guarantees and commitments already made. Thomas says he'll work with the governor and other lawmakers to reduce that growth.
Everybody has a need and a want, and we're sitting here. At what point do they finally realize that we can't continue to allow the budget to grow at this rate?
Thomas says he supports the governor's plan to reduce spending by eliminating 284 funded but unfilled state jobs. The Haines Republican doesn't write the capital budget, which funds public works projects around the state, but he has influence as a finance committee member. Thomas plans to push for a power line that could lower the price of electricity in one southeast village.
There's been a project that we've been pushing for years, and 2 years now it's been vetoed, for the intertie service to Cake. And I think we're going to try one more time and see. Maybe we have to go for less money and build it over a two-year period or something.
Other preferred projects include Angoon erosion repairs, statewide harbor improvements, and village energy projects. Thomas says he would consider adding funding for the first Alaska-class ferry if what's budgeted now is not enough, but he questions the need for a whole new design.
We've got some of the finest boats running around that's 50 years old. Seems to me if it's not broke, why fix it, you know, and these are working fine. I just don't get it, I guess.
Thomas has authored or backed several veterans assistance bills. He's also sponsoring a measure to help former service members apply military experience to some occupational licensing requirements.
Let's say that you're a captain in the Coast Guard and you come out and you want to be a Marine pilot or maybe a Marine Highway captain. This will allow you to use some of your sea hours. If you have 6 years or so of duty, you come in and we can help you with waive some of that.
This is Thomas's final session representing more than two dozen small communities from Metlakatla to Skagway to Cordova. Reapportionment will drop some of those towns while adding Sitka to the district. He says that will mean an extra push for his current constituents' projects.
The way we look at it now, we're going to be losing one rep, one senator, so we have to work together, and anything anybody puts in, hopefully we'll be able to protect and work with each other, and we're going to have to work with each other harder than we ever have before.
In addition to finance, Thomas serves on the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting.
Oil traded near the highest price in 3 weeks yesterday on speculation that fuel demand may increase after a U.S. jobless claims fell. Alaska North Slope crude for West Coast delivery, currently $118.34 a barrel. Gold is down $14 this morning in New York spot market trading, currently at $1,715.20 an ounce. More than 1,000 responses to an online survey about Juneau's Eagle Crest ski area, coupled with an earlier telephone survey of Juneau residents, the results are part of the master plan process that's underway by the Eagle Crest Board of Directors. The surveys were conducted by McDowell Group research firm. Principal Jim Calvin says the board now has a strong benchmark for understanding what the community thinks about the city-owned ski area. The survey was online late last fall after a random telephone poll of 449 Juneau residents, and that survey showed that 45% of all Juneau households use the city-owned ski area at least once a year. Calvin says a draft plan will be available to the public at the end of the month for feedback, including a public meeting.
And then, again, work with the board based on community feedback, develop a final master plan that will be ready to hit the street sometime early to mid-April.
The master plan will include development priorities of users and the rest of the community, as well as what consultants have said about the feasibility of various proposals. Calvin hopes the final master plan becomes a useful tool for the board of directors as it responds to developers' proposals and city officials' requests to increase revenues.
There's no easy answers for Eagle Crest in terms of its development. Any of the development opportunities you look at have important cost implications, whether it's development of a trail network, not much in the way of operating or maintenance costs with trails, but big upfront costs. Same thing in terms of additional lighting for night skiing or operations of terrain parks. So it'll be the challenge for the board of directors to take what's in the master plan and try and prioritize what to do next.
You can find a link to the Eagle Crest Master Plan public opinion surveys by going to our website at ktoonews.org, or you can go to the Eagle Crest Ski Area website at skijuneau.com. State health officials say they're responding to an increase in cases of confirmed and suspected tuberculosis in the Yukon-Kuskokwim region. Department of Health and Social Service officials say the cases have occurred in several villages in the region. The villages have not been identified. Tuberculosis is an infection disease primarily affecting the lungs. Officials recommend that people be screened for TB if they have been in contact with someone with the disease or people who have had TB and have not been screened in the past year. Officials also recommend that people be screened if they have a persistent cough, weight loss, fatigue, night sweats, or they are coughing up blood. The state plans to run its TB control program throughout the region next month.